The Kohlenberg Lyceum series presented a live radio style performance of Steel Magnolias Tuesday night. In the studio with me, I have two actors from the production, which was presented by LA Theater Works.
Hi, I'm Inger Tudor, and I'm playing Malin in Steel Magnolias.
Hi, my name is Elisa Bocanegra, and I'm playing Truvy.
So this is a radio style production of Steel Magnolias. How does that differ from the traditional theater production that we're maybe more used to?
Well, what's different about doing it radio style is that you have all the actors standing at microphones, and we're facing straight out to the audience. So what the audience gets that they may not normally is they get to see the interactions and the reactions of all the actors facing straight out at them. So we don't actually interact with each other.
Just to piggyback on what Inger was just saying, one of the things that's really unique about this experience is that it's almost as if essentially the audience was the actor that you're playing up against, because you're facing right out to them. Mm-hmm. And so the responses that we receive and the energy that we get from the audience directly informs kind of what we send out in the lines. So it's like that whole moment-to-moment acting thing mm-hmm. happens with the audience instead of another actor.
So it's kind of like in a second person, like all the actors are talking to the audience.
Yes, so cool.
All right. And what unique challenges does this style of production present as actors?
Well, you have to listen in a different way. Because as actors, a lot of times we're trained to receive a clue into our next acting moment by the eye contact you're giving mm-hmm. or by, you know, something that you're doing physically. This time it's all about what we're receiving audio-wise, like what we hear.
Are there, like, extra preparations that are necessary for performing in this sort of setting, like... It's down in Louisiana. Are you guys affecting accents? Like, do you have a lot
yes.
of cultural stuff like that going on?
We had a professional dialect coach to work with us on the northern Louisiana accent. And it was really interesting because I'm from the South Bronx, New York.
Yeah.
So not only do I have to work on neutralizing my New York accent, but I also am of Puerto Rican descent, and I lived in Puerto Rico too as a kid. So having, like, neutralizing that accent. And then on top of that, putting in a Louisiana one.
How does this plot line of the show differ from that of maybe the movie that everybody's familiar with or even the original play?
Well, it is based on the original play. But what's different from the movie is the movie has men.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no men in the play. So it's six women. We're all at microphones. And it's about the community that the women have. And it all takes place in the beauty shop, whereas in the movie, you get to see some of the scenes that are at the hospital, at the home.
You get to see the armadillo wedding cake. That's the biggest thing.
That's one of my favorite parts.
And they cut the butt off the armadillo in the movie, which is one of my favorite things. And
nothing like a good piece of ass, right?
Yeah, nothing like a good piece of armadillo ass. And we don't get that for sure in the play. We talk about it and laugh a whole bunch, but we don't get to have a piece of cake.
So no props in this production?
No.
No, and that's a unique thing because in the past, LA Theater Works Productions have done Foley work with props, and we had that in the beginning where we were doing each other's sounds on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because of the nature of the play and because it's such an intimate play about friendship, the director stripped it down.
So do you think with that intimate friendship kind of focus that it really changes how you would view this production versus how you would maybe get a lesson out of the movie?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, you know, you keep referring to the movie. My mentor is Olympia Dukakis, who played Clary.
Mm-hmm.
She's my mentor and dear friend. And, you know, it's one of my favorite films. So when I got it, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm supposed to play the part that Dolly Parton made so famous. I'm in trouble. But, you know, you see every actor adds their own flavor to things. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happening in our cast, and I'm take y'all behind the scenes, is that we're becoming really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
We share everything. Like, my goodness.
And I think also, like Elisa was saying, not only are we becoming good friends, but I think because it's such a diverse cast,
mm-hmm.
like Elisa is Puerto Rican, I'm African American, the young woman who plays my daughter is African American, Patty Yadosuke is
Japanese
American.
Clary.
So it also brings, you know, each person brings their own individual flavor to the part,
mm-hmm.
but we're still all playing these Southern women.
Yes.
So it's getting to see that sort of individual sparkle and magic that everybody brings, you know, being their own individual person, but still playing these characters.
Yeah, and the fact that the cast is so diverse, we have everybody up there. And it's reflective upon really what we look like mm-hmm. now. We yeah. have friends, mm-hmm. we're having this conversation with you now, you know? And it's like, that's the beautiful thing about it. And it's so important more than ever for everyone to see that those relationships on stage.
I know both of you worked with theater groups that are really focused on diversity and representation in theater. Do you think that show business kind of as a whole with TV and film and everything is increasing diversity in their cast at a good enough rate, or is there still a long way to go at this point?
There is a long way
to go. Yes.
And you know, it's tough because I have a lot of my friends who are not, you know, they're not Latinx, and that's what we say now, to be more inclusive. Yeah. We use the X. And they're not Latinx, and they say, well, now it's like you're hot, it's your moment. I'm like, guys, there's so many of us. And if we say that because we have the Jane the Virgin and the lead girl from Chicago Fire, if you call that representation, then whoo, there's so many of us. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I think the theater world is moving forward, and so far that's been providing a lot of employment for me and a lot of my friends, and I'm happy about that progress.
Yeah, and I think Alicia's right. Like, there's just so much more that can be done. I mean, I still think you get parts that are sort of the best friend, the funny maids. Yes, mm-hmm. or they're the police chief, or they're the whatever. They're not always the people that have the relationships. They're not the people that are heavily involved and featured in a lot of the stuff. So we still, you know, we're still fighting that struggle of...
Unless you're on Grey's Anatomy. And Grey's right. Anatomy is so successful, so I mm-hmm. keep going, folks.
Why not?
Yeah. Where's the duplication of women of size and women of different colors? What's going on? Mm. You know? Shonda got it, and I'm not sure. And I'm like, yes. What's the resistance?
Shonda Land is kind of the...
Amazing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Opening doors,
like
definitely.
My hero.
Yeah. I can understand that.
On it.
You mentioned, you know, you have all your different backgrounds are coming in, putting new flavor into the characters being portrayed on stage. Do you really identify with the character that you're portraying?
I do. My mom was a hairdresser.
So you know.
Yeah. And so I remember one time, like, I was a kid and I woke up and she was in beauty school. And her job was to get these knots out of her, out of this wig. It was made of real hair and it had chunks of knots. And my mom was like, this was my assignment, was to straighten this hair without cutting it. And so my mom dumped like basically a jar of mayonnaise and combed it through.
Wow.
And she said, see, this is something we used to do when I was young back in Puerto Rico. So it was like I grew up with my mom with all her beauty secrets and her passion for eyeshadow palettes that I have. And it's so fun.
Which is so true-y.
Yeah.
That's very true-y.
It's so true.
What about with Malin?
In my previous life, I was a lawyer. And one of the things that I really like about Malin is she's the only one that's really mentioned as being a career woman mm-hmm. in the play. And so there's a lot about, you know, juggling that and being a mother and being a wife and also how you navigate having friendships where you share with these women and at the same time having a privacy. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of stuff that she keeps close to the vest. Like, Truvy even jokes with her and says, you know, your mother doesn't tell us anything. And
Truvy's always wants the gossip.
Yes.
Yeah. That's very much like my mom and me.
And then that's the thing, you know, is like when you're a professional woman, there's like certain things you can share, but there are other things because of your profession that you can't mm-hmm. share with people.
And so she's a social worker, isn't she?
Yes, exactly. So like how, you know, how much do you tell your best friends at the beauty shop about the other people in town? You can't, you know, mm-hmm. you're violating their confidence. So I like that sort of interplay in it.
I think all of the characters in this are mothers as well. Do you have children and do you pull from that facet of your life to kind of bring something new to the role, something more realistic?
No, I don't have any children. I started a theater company 7 years ago.
That's her child.
That's your child.
Hero Theater. But I have a mentorship program in my theater company, and they're college students, and they go through the mentorship program. It's pretty rigorous training, and then they become part of the leadership team. It's a rotating leadership team at the company. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of ways, I have, I would say, 8 mentees. And they are very much like my children. Ooh, I get those calls in the middle of the night sometimes.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah.
And no, I don't have children. I have godchildren, and that works.
Yeah. About as close as you can get.
Yes.
And I can give them back when I need to.
So you mentioned, Elisa, that Olympia Dukakis was kind of like your mentor. You worked with her in the past.
Yeah.
Has she or any of the other actresses that were in the movie way back when, like, kind of given their two cents or, like, seen your production at all?
No, and I want, it's like, we did a very brief stint in New York, and she wasn't able to make it. But the thing that when I told her, she said, oh, Elisa, have fun. And the way she said it was not in a way like, have fun, girlfriend. It was like, it was so deep.
Like, it's
she
important.
She was like, yes. She goes, you're entering in the world of, it's just a beautiful writing. So she said, just have fun, enjoy those relationships, and just go for it.
Are there any, like, fun behind-the-scenes stories you want to share? Production anecdotes.
Wig falling off yet?
Close.
There's wigs?
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I had a wig that made me look like I was in, like, the Henry VIII. Like, it was this big pompadour thing.
Oh, yes.
And it was gigantic. I mean, and I posted a picture online, and then the wig got cut because it was so overwhelming.
Oh,
it was
man.
Very sort of restoration.
It looked
yeah,
like
hair.
A restoration hair.
Yeah.
Like, I should have been wearing square-toed shoes yeah. and being in a cotillion. But it's so funny because it's inspired me to grow my hair.
But the higher the hair, the closer to God.
The
right?
higher the hair, the closer to God. I love it. So, are any other behind the scenes? I mean, other than like canceled flights, having to drive, getting, you know, being on the road is, you know, it's a first time for me. And I always wanted to do a national tour. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing the national tour Steel Magnolias.
I'm sure it helps not having sets and lots of props
it actually
when
does
you're touring,
help.
Right?
Yeah.
It does help for sure. And you know, your listeners who will come, I hope they'll get to enjoy the world of the play because it is different from the film in a sense that it's much more intimate and it's all in the beauty shop and it's such a character-driven piece. And the themes of it, the themes of friendship, love, family, they really kind of jump out at you in a different way from in that you won't experience in the film. You won't get that Shirley MacLaine, Olympia Dukakis fighting moment, though. Gosh, and that's like the best thing on earth, right?
Oh, I love that. I just watched the movie a couple of days ago to refresh.
Okay. Oh, God, okay. I kept asking her, what was that? I mean, behind the scenes, I would ask her all sorts of questions about that. And I think somebody toyed with doing like a sequel to it and had her do a test thing with Shirley. So she told me a great story about that. But
Shirley MacLaine did?
Or Olympia? Shirley MacLaine and Olympia did a kind of test. I think somebody was proposing like a sequel with those
two.
Wouldn't that have been amazing? Just never happened. But
could
Clary
you imagine?
And Weeza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Duking it out. Oh, wow. That would have been amazing.
I know. I just was like, dang.
Can you imagine a sitcom with those two characters?
I could think that that very well could happen still. Who knows?
Oh, that's in my dreams. That's the only thing on my Christmas list for the rest of my life.
Can you imagine?